Burkron on the right side to Antonio Blanton. They get it down low to Lotko. Comes around Bohannis. Reverse layup. Good as a foul. Oh, that was pretty by Josh Lotko.
You're listening to AM 930 WEOL.
Well, I'm not sure how many highlights we have back there of some guy getting around Naz Bohannon on a reverse layup and hitting it. That's why Alan Calcaterra is the best in the business. I said, find me an Elyria highlight, not just a Pioneer highlight. Oh, no, Lotko taking it to Bohannon. How about that, Coach Lyric?
I don't know. I'd rather not talk about that too much. I don't want any bulletin board material.
I was just
going to
say,
sure.
You know that's going up on Johnny's bulletin board tomorrow. That was the Elyria highlight last night.
Hopefully he's already home and turned the radio off.
Well, Brett Lyric, the head coach of the Elyria High Pioneers, now sitting in here at Wolfie's. And, boy, you and your family, man, you had a great meal over there tonight.
Oh, we did. We did. A little mac and cheese like normal for the boys. And actually, chicken and mac for Dad. So, very good meal. Very good meal.
Well, let's talk about the Pioneer basketball team. 15-16 campaign about to get underway. You and I were chatting during the offseason as I formulated the Forecast Magazine article. Boy, you've got some guys coming back. I would think high expectations.
We have a lot of guys back. We actually have we only lost two from last year, two guards, you know, K.J. Miller, Marquise Dalton. They did great things for us last year. So we have a lot of guys back that played last year. And, you know, we're keeping more than what we ever have. We're trying to make our practices more competitive. We've sort of taken over the gym. We've sort of put our JVs to another gym, and we're going right at each other. I mean, we're competing with one another one a day. We're competing for spots, and you know, we've got 13, 14 guys that we kept, and a lot of them played last year, and there's a lot of them that are still underclassmen too, so they're growing up, and now they're growing into leadership roles as well.
So how far ahead are you today than you were a year ago today with the season about 10 days off?
We're way ahead of where we were last year. You know, the first week, the first scrimmage, and we've done pretty well in our scrimmages so far, and part of that's because we have everybody back. We have everybody that was with us in the summer. We have everybody that worked so hard in the offseason. So we talked going into the first scrimmage. We go, we got to put anything else in for the first scrimmage? He goes, no. Do you remember last year we had a half-court defense and one offense, and that was it? And, you know, and our guys know it. They know we're further ahead. We have more stuff in, and we're not having to repeat the same things. You know, now, actually, what we're battling this week a little bit is staying consistent with our effort and not having that lull where, oh, we're further ahead than where we were. We already know all this stuff. And so actually this week we went back to a little bit of basics, and today we had a very competitive practice getting back after each other.
Coach, you mentioned that you're ahead of last year, yet last year you kind of quietly, I think, had a 19-win season. I mean, and then the state say that you're ahead of that pace. I didn't say
we're ahead of 19. That did not come out of my mouth.
I didn't say that. I'm
don't
saying
pull words in my mouth,
ahead of where you were at this time last year. My point is, having won 19 games, the expectations must be pretty high. And I think that 19 wins comes a little under the radar because of Lorraine's success last year.
Well, yeah. I mean, Lorraine had an outstanding year. You know, they beat us in the holiday tournament. And, you know, to have the year that they had and, you know, to compete against St. Ed's in the regionals, you know, that's an outstanding year that they had. And, yeah, under the radar, whatever. I mean, we won the first conference championship we've had in 20 years. You know, now Coach Walsh can't say that, and, you know, my brother can't say that every day in practice. You know, they won the last one, so I was a little tired of hearing that. But no, we're further ahead, and you know, we won 19 games, and we sort of put that behind us. You know, if we want to be a better team, we're going to have to do it in a better league. And we talk about that every day. You know, we can't expect to come out and just win 19 games. I mean, we're playing Shaker Heights, Mentor, Medina, Euclid, Solon. These guys got all guys ranked in the state. You know, not just in the Cleveland area, they're ranked in the state. You know, Solon has a point guard. Medina has one of the best centers going to Michigan, you know, 7-footer. So we've got different challenges each and every night now. And, you know, we've told our guys we can't have, you know, any lulls in our effort and our consistency in what we do.
Coach, when you look at your team, how good can they be? What's the bar for you?
We can be pretty good. When we have everybody playing and competing and doing what we're supposed to, I think we can be pretty good. We have a great group of guys. They've worked extremely hard. They've worked in the weight room. They've worked with you know, Coach Corey, our JV coach. There's your shout-out, Corey. But you know, our offseason, we had all our guys together. We only have a couple football guys. And even though our football won, we have two or three guys, but we still had 11 or 12 varsity guys that were working out in open gyms and playing together. So they can be very good when they want to do it every single day. and compete against one another. And that's the big thing we've talked about is beating each other up a little bit and fighting for spots.
And do you also do that with some scrimmages? Who'd you scrimmage?
Well, we started with Warrensville Heights, Brecksville. We scrimmaged East Tech, just us and East Tech last Thursday. And then we had Stowe and Avon this past Saturday. So we've tried to schedule our scrimmages pretty tough. And we've done pretty well. But, again, you know, part of that, the first scrimmage is we were ahead of last year. We're ahead of a lot of teams that don't have a lot of people back. We talked about that as well. And this weekend we go to our out-of-town scrimmage. It's our getaway where we go to Findlay, Perrysburg, Defiance will be there. So we try to schedule pretty tough and see a wide range of different styles, different systems that we might have to get ready for.
By the way, speaking of tough schedule, before I throw it back to Rob, Lorain County Holiday Tournament this year with a different look with Avon and Avon Lake moving out, but boy, Sandusky and Toledo St. John's along with Lorain and you guys.
I didn't realize they moved in Lorain County. Somebody forgot to tell me when they moved into Lorain County. I didn't get that memo.
But I'm just saying, man, outstanding teams at your gym.
Yeah, there was three of them that were in regionals last year. There was only one that wasn't, so that's
which one was that, Coach?
Oh, I tell my guys all the time for this tournament, we're the only ones that weren't in regionals last year. So they know it, and they know how tough it's going to be. And, you know, we've talked about our schedule. We've talked about the conference. We've talked about the schedule. And so they've worked pretty well so far, and now we just have to keep getting better every day.
You've mentioned that you could be pretty good. If you're going to be pretty good, what do you need to get better at?
Right now it's our turnovers. You know, our guard play. We lost two really good guards. You know, we're trying to play Furcron in five different spots at once. Actually, we're trying to play Blake a little bit everywhere. You know, he's going to play some points, he's going to play some wing, he's going to play some inside. But, you know, our guards, we've got to get a little bit better defending the ball without fouling, and our passing and catching our turnovers right now. We're further ahead, so I think we're trying to go too fast at sometimes. So we actually, in practice, we keep talking about going fast but slow. You know, fast but under control, know what we're doing, making the right plays and spreading the floor and playing together. But, you know, we have some size. We're bigger than what we've been lengthwise, not bulk-wise. But we've got four guys over about 6'5", 6'6", right now. And, you know, we can play them all together because that puts Furcron at the point. So we've got different matchups that we can go to. We've got different lineups where we can go small and put Furcron inside with a bunch of guards that can shoot around them. So we're going to try and mix match a little bit.
By the way, before we let you go, there were some rumors here last week on Wednesday night during the girls preview that you weren't going to EC for that D1 district tournament, but my understanding is that's been rectified, correct?
I sure hope so. I haven't checked the website this week. I don't know if it got, I know I got a bunch of calls, texts, you know, Twitter messages, Facebook messages asking me what the heck is going on. I said, and then the next day it got taken down. And I actually talked to Tori McGuire about it. He goes, no, that can't be right. I told him, I go, that wouldn't make sense. That was when we went to regionals. Regionals was closer than going for our district if that was true. But, you know, they took it down. Brecksville was listed twice. So I wasn't too worried about as many texts as I was getting. But I think we'll be here in our district, and, you know, we're looking forward to it. And hopefully it gets set up where we're playing here and can get a good, you know, fan base. That's what I like. If, you know, I love playing at Midview. I like playing here. You know, we made the districts last year and played at Brecksville. Well, that's a 40, 45 minutes for all our fans to go through for a district. It's a little bit different than going somewhere that far for a regional. But you can play a district right there. You know, if we can get there, and hopefully we can this year, we should have a great turnout.
No doubt.
And it's going to be a great tournament. You know, Lorain, I don't know. They put Berea and Brunswick in there, so I'm not sure exactly how it's panning out yet. I'm not sure everything's finalized. So we'll sort of see how it goes. And, you know, we're looking forward to the year, and obviously to the end of the year, hopefully our conference gets us ready for it.
No doubt. Well, hey, we appreciate you stopping by. Hopefully you and the family had a great meal, and looking forward to seeing you, I believe, first time early on in the season, if I'm not mistaken, Saturday the 12th over at Westlake.
Westlake, yep. That's a double weekend for us, and, you know, we play Sean's teams every year. And, you know,
good battles.
It's a tough, good start to the year for us, that's for sure.
No doubt. Hey, thanks for coming out tonight.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate you having us and feeding the boys tonight.
Brett Larrick, head coach of the Elyria High Pioneers, joining us here at the table as we continue on with our WEOL Nick Abraham Elyria Ford boys basketball preview here at Wolfies. I believe the accountant's up next. Is that correct? Alan Januzzi, the head coach of Firelands, is going to be joining us here at the head table. So stay with us. The head coach of the Firelands Falcons, Alan Januzzi, up next on WEOL and Rob Online.
At WEOL.com.